Welcome, everybody, to Saves Together, the podcast about playing games together, whether that means co-op or passing the controller back and forth or just playing the same game at the same time. It doesn't matter how. It only matters that it's together because
when you save together, you stay together.
I'm Craig.
I'm Grace.
And this is episode 101. We're going back to school.
We're going back to school, baby. It's September. It's September 6th.
We got new Trapper Keepers.
I got a new folder. I got a folder for every
subject. This folder
subject.
Has a dolphin on it.
This folder is red for
is
math.
Digimon.
Because math is red. And
this
I won't
folder.
Hear any other argument about
and
it.
What is biology class? Blue.
Purple.
All right. What is English? Green.
Green.
Ooh. What are other classes? What is gym class?
Gym doesn't have a folder, you
yep,
silly
we got the same
silly
thing.
Goose.
What is social studies?
Orange.
Ugh. I hate orange.
Whoa.
Orange bad. That Whoa. Said, I love the fall. I love pumpkins.
Dude,
I love
orange,
Halloween.
Like good,
orange. I take it back.
Yeah,
let's not talk about it.
Shut up.
Today I said the episode number, but I didn't say what we're talking about. We're talking about Super Crazy Rhythm Castle.
Now, you might say, that's not a real game name. And I would agree with
and
you
I
that
would
it
say,
can't
yeah,
be.
They probably should have changed it. But first, let's talk about what we've been playing in our solo time. Grace?
Well, honestly, I don't even consider this a game. I'm hanging out with my best friends, Barrett, Tifa, Aerith, Red.
Kate.
Redacted.
It's in the trailers.
Well, there's...
There's
you know?
Another redacted.
No, but there's
no,
a name.
No, everyone knows.
There's a name that's redacted that you're not there yet.
Ooh, are you telling me?
There's a name for a character you that's in the party that you don't know.
Me?
You.
Me, Craig.
You. You.
You saying there's another name for someone in the party now?
Yes.
Someone gets a second name.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cloud obviously becomes the two-winged angel.
Cloud becomes Joe.
Cloud
anyway.
Says my real name is Joe.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Certified banger.
Great game.
Great writing. I cry every time. I haven't cried yet, but I feel I may. It depends.
I don't. I haven't cried, and I don't think I will. But I would.
I'll miss the game when it's over. But I'm close to wrapping it up. I don't know how close. I'm pretty close. I'm getting to the point where it's like opening the world to me, and it's saying, "Hey, go do them side quests now, because I don't know when you'll have the chance next." And so I'm doing that, but. I'm excited both to finish it, but also
Does
I will
Sephiroth
miss it.
Does Sephiroth join your party?
No.
I don't know.
What?
Maybe he takes over Cloud's
I mean, who
soul.
Knows? Yeah, maybe in the that could happen. I don't actually know how this game ends, so I cannot say for
Do
a fact.
You have a sense of how different we are now from the first? I never played the first.
I don't really have a sense because it's been so long since I played.
It's been.
Literal decades. I guess not decades, plural. A decade? I don't know. At this point, I've been alive for 3 decades, guys. I'm 30
wow.
now.
Congrats.
Thank you. I knew I'd make it this far, but I think my life's even better than I thought it would be. But it is not what I thought it would be.
Yeah, they lie. They tell you, like, 30, you may as well die.
I thought I'd be married with
30,
kids.
And then
That's what
like...
I thought. I thought I'd have a house and be married with kids. But I'm glad that none of those things are true. So it's not like a disappointment. It's like, I'm way cooler than I thought I'd be.
Well...
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm just saying.
Why
are you saying well?
Keep talking about Final Fantasy VII.
Okay,
Rebirth.
All right. Apparently, I talk too much about myself. Anyway, I'm also playing. I don't want to talk too much about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth because
it's also. I'm also playing it, and it's just fun. I'm just having a good time playing this game.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's a lot game. Of mini games. I kind of like that about it.
There are some mini games I never want to play again.
Oh,
and that made me mad.
If you make me shoot. Pop-up cardboard again, I'm gonna smack.
You'll be happy because when I went back to see if more came up for that one, it did not.
Thank
so I'm
goodness.
Thinking that hopefully that one's done once you do the 2 levels, but I don't know. I don't know
this,
for a fact.
This game is more of a road trip game than the road trip Final Fantasy they made, I will say.
Oh, yeah.
I wish there was a car in this one. There is.
There literally is a car.
They did everything. This game rules.
There is a car. Okay, I don't want to spoil people in case you haven't played it.
Oh, there's a car.
That's a spoiler, frankly. If you knew there was a car, you would have been pissed. If you saw the car on my screen, you would have been mad.
If you knew the design of this car, you'd also be mad.
I love the design of the car.
I do not.
The game is ridiculous. You're not appreciating what about the game that makes it special.
Oh, but I do.
If you don't like that car design, I'm not joking.
The car design is the exact is game, a perfect example of like, you know, this game's stupid, right? Like, let's.
It, yeah.
You know, like, it's let's not pretend.
No, stupid isn't the dumb. Word. It's good. Ridiculous. It's fantastic. It's fantastic in the way of like.
This is the final fantastic.
Unbelievable. Like, what is going on? This man has a gun.
There's
a talking cat. We don't know if he's human or a robot.
And I don't know if he's a bad guy still. I also,
we don't know.
Just like the party, I'm like, yeah, but who are you?
But and who are you? What are you? Why are you
he
here?
Just keeps like, we've got to go that way.
There's
I can't
a,
do his
there's
thing.
There's a vampire. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
It works. Somehow it works by taking it too far. Like, that's what you have to go big or go home when you do this kind of thing. It's fantasy. It's steampunk. It's like sci-fi. There's aliens. Like, what's, this is great.
There's fish people. There's memories. There's life streams. There's trains. There's motorcycles.
There's
big swords.
There's a therapy group.
There's cards. There's a good card
there's
game.
There's a good card game.
Let's talk about Queen's Blood. You want to do an episode on Queen's Blood?
I mean, I don't have a lot to say. All I know is my deck slams and jams. And I go hard. I go aggressive. I take those lanes quick. And then I replace all my cards to take the lanes again.
The replacement cards were a game changer.
The replacement
changer.
Cards are a game changer. If you don't have them in your deck, you're suffering. Because they're going to have replacement cards. And you need to have replacement cards. So when they put their replacement cards down and take the spot that you thought you had, you can take it right back. And that's how you win Queen's Blood. I never lose. Ever since I got replacement cards, I never lose.
I've been working on a deck that's all about destroying either my own or the enemies.
There's a lot of cards that are good for
that. Card that gets better with both.
Yes.
Or the Tomberry King that's better if you destroy, I think, yours.
I think it's a really great game because it's quick. And there's so much you can do with only like a couple moves in the game, technically.
If you'd like to a basic rundown, it's 4D tic-tac-toe. You know how everyone always says 4D chess? This is 4D tic-tac-toe.
I've never thought about it that way, but it kind of is, actually.
What else have you been playing?
I've also been playing, I went back to Tiny Rogues because there was another update. And every time I see my Steam achievement go from 100% to whatever percent, I'm like, we're back in, baby.
Yo, shout we're outs. Back in. The 2024 shout outs, if can't believe I spent so long playing, is not Tiny Rogues.
It has to be.
It has to be.
Was it not that last year? Because
I don't know,
it.
But the fact that you always go back to it.
It's
and it's
so
been a
fun.
Year now, I feel.
I love it.
Started
and
Christmas.
You know, it's technically not in like 1.0. Like, this game is not finished, but I'm actually really enjoying playing the game as it's being built in a way that I've never enjoyed playing a game like that before.
So you're saying you might give Lightyear Frontier a shot with me?
I would think this is the exception to the rule.
Okay.
So I might still give it a shot.
The rule being you don't play.
I don't
early
usually
access.
Play bait. Yes, correct.
Hey,
I
I'm still waiting on Slime Rancher 2. Where are you, bud?
I'm also playing Persona 3 Reload, which
yes.
I love. I love. I love Persona 3. It's my favorite Persona game. And I think the Reload is an amazing remake of the game. So many quality of life changes. Like the new portraits of everyone. Everyone got a glow up. They look amazing. It's great. It's a great game. Still enjoying that. And then, yeah, that's it. I mean, I have a lot of games I am excited to play, but Final Fantasy VII takes up all of my time, basically. So
yeah.
Once that's done, Dragon's Dogma, Unicorn Overlord, I'm really excited to get back to that because we both played the demo for the, like, we beat the demo, which is like a 7-hour demo, and your progress carries over, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't have done that, but I'm really excited to get back into Unicorn Overlord.
Yeah, that's a game I don't think I'm gonna beat ever.
Really?
Yeah, but I think I'm gonna play it a lot. Like, I'm gonna like pick it up and play a couple fights and put it down and pick it up and play a couple fights and put like, and I'm okay with that. I don't want to hear it from you.
Okay, you won't. I mean, hey, I respect that you
find your own fun and don't yuck my yum.
Hey, I stopped doing that mostly, right?
Yeah, I'm. This is more the
you don't
this
yuck my yum.
The, like,
I don't yuck your.
This is
respect.
The proverbial you. This is the.
I see.
Anyone listening, don't. I dare you not to write in and say that I'm a bad boy for not playing.
Okay, you know, listen,
Unicorn
we're not
Overlord.
At the end of the episode where you start getting explicit, so none of that. Oh,
that's it. I was gonna
I was
going to
say
your...
that's it. And what have you been playing?
Well, I replaced 100 hour RPG with another. So
I'm at 78 hours,
began,
by the way, for Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I'm at 50, I think, right now. And no sign of being close.
No.
Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. Just the same things we've been saying about Final Fantasy. I feel the same about Yux. It's incredible. The characters are amazing. I just want to hang out in the world. I like the writing. I'm doing side quests just because I like to hear what the characters have to say. I think the combat is fun. It's a hard to suggest one because, like, it is really long, and if you're not in for Yakuza melodrama plus crazy side quest stuff, like, if that just doesn't do it for you, that's all this is. It's more of that. But, man, it's 100% my jam. And I do feel a dilemma for shoutouts at the end of the year. My personal one might be Infinite Wealth.
Yeah.
I really like Rebirth, and it would be like the closest call of all time, you know, like whichever one wins will be winning by a sliver.
It's
going to
depend on how
this one wraps
up. Yes.
Yeah, because Infinite Wealth ended with tears. I've always said, like, I'm not like, oh, macho tough guy, I don't cry to games. There just had never been a game story that made me cry. And got a little, I got some waterworks out of Infinite Wealth.
I love that for you. I do. Yeah.
It's part of that, though, is it's not fair. I've been on a 20-year journey with
Well, it's not that it's not Cosmic fair. It's Kiryu. That, yeah, you have a personal connection to, in the same way a lot of people have more of a personal connection to Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
You have a very strong connection to Infinity Wealth.
Infinity Wealth.
What? Sorry. Why did I say that?
Like
Infinite
a dragon.
Wealth.
Infinite Wealth.
Yeah. So it makes sense to me, and that's cool. And I like that with games, and I think this is true for books too, especially if it's a series that you've grown with over time. It's just you end up growing with the series in a way that it touches you more so than
the
like
Toy
anything
Story.
Else.
It's the Toy Story thing.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3 grew up at the Andy grew up in the same exact time as me, and that made 3 that much more powerful.
Yeah. For sure. I think that's such an interesting way to like experience a story over years is really crazy.
I mean, even Final Fantasy is doing that because Remake, the first of this trilogy here.
I mean, technically that was years
was
ago.
Was four years ago, I think.
Yeah. And so when
now
it finishes.
I'm so excited to see them again, and I'll know that this will end and there'll still be another one coming in who knows how long. Like, that is kind of exciting, even though I don't have history with the first with the original.
Yeah. You've made a new history with
I've
these
made a
ones.
New history.
I mean,
it's
the
almost like the timeline has split or something crazy.
The characters are so well written in this game, and
dude,
the performances are great for the English version. And I love it every time. I love it every time. What can I say? Anytime any of them say anything, I'm like, yes, slay.
Stack rank for me the creatures, the like recurring creatures. Like, who's your favorite? I'm a Tonberry boy. But the Cactuars.
I really like the Tonberries. I just think they're so weird and creepy, but also so cute.
Now I think
and chocobos.
Was the Tonberry in 7 Remake or was it in 15 where it just slowly walks forward?
That's 7, the game.
Okay.
That's all of the. That's how Tonberry was.
Well, Tonberry King didn't.
Fought.
Really?
No, I know, because it's 3D now. But in the original, it would just like walk forward, and if you could not beat it before it got to you,
that's
you
how,
got killed.
Okay, so that was in 7 then.
Yes.
Remake. The one that I just played. Like,
oh, I don't
I
know.
I found that out for the first time in 7 Remake.
I don't remember.
Because you're in a big open desert area, and it just is walking forward.
Yeah, maybe.
And then in this one, it didn't really do that, and I was a little sad. But maybe I just didn't notice. Anyways, the other thing is, I learned how to play Mahjong. I don't think I talked about this, but maybe I did. But who knows. So I've been playing Mahjong Soul, which is a anime gacha game, and yeah, it's got anime babes. What are you gonna do about it?
Kill you.
Thankfully, they don't really matter at all, and I actually am just trying to get any character other than the one I have. Actually, mine has a little hamster. She comes with like a hamster, so I like her.
A hamster
but
and the, double
but,
D.
So it's a gacha game, but the gacha mechanics do not impact the Mahjong at all. It's just like the
just what they want you
right?
to, you know, spend money on.
They want you to care about raising your relationship with these girls and like, nah, I'm good. I just want to play Mahjong. Anyways, you want to play Mahjong?
Yeah, one day.
Cool.
One day when I'm ready, when I've studied, you know?
Yeah.
I need to study. I need to take a class.
It took me a while to figure, like, I'm still like a
I have to emotionally
beginner.
Work up to even being not overwhelmed by the idea of it, you know? Give me a year and I'll...
Yeah. I started watching of video series of people learning how to play, and I'm at the point where they were making wrong moves and I was seeing that and they were confused why things weren't working, you know?
Wow, you're getting the mastered.
No, not at all, not in any way.
Just
like intermediate beginner, right?
Okay.
like beginner but more than learning the rules.
Yeah, that's good,
but
you're getting there.
Anyways, That's it. There's a bunch of long games coming up. I'm playing Final Fantasy now, and then I'm going to do Dragon's Dogma, or maybe I'm going to do Rise of the Ronin.
I don't know.
I don't know. So
that game.
There's the just Ronin game. Hundreds of hours on the horizon.
We have a whole stack of games under our TV that
want me to
both...
read them all right now. Pac-Man World Repack, Prince of Persia.
I got Prince of Persia for my birthday.
Crown something. Shining Resonance Refrain, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Dragon's Dogma 2, Rise of the Ronin, Metal Gear Solid Collection 1, something like that.
Part 1.
It has 1, 2, and 3. Wipeout Omega Collection, Grand Blue Fantasy Relink. And the Switch games didn't fit. They're over there.
Unicorn Overlord.
Baten Kaitos.
Yep.
I'm still
Chrono
working
Cross.
Through. I'm still working through Dragon Quest Monsters: The Dark Prince. I like that game. That's a Craig game. I can't suggest that to anyone else.
Okay, like, just for you. They made that game for you.
Well, no one would enjoy that. I really think you would hate it.
Okay.
It's just kind of boring.
Probably.
But
considering how long you've been playing it.
But man, is it good? Yeah, but literally the last 20 hours have been trying to make the perfect King Cure Slime.
Yeah, I mean some people are into that.
Rip Toriyama.
R.I.P. Dude. Sandland.
The slime. Oh, Sandland's coming. There's another big one. I'm assuming that's long. It looks like it'd be long.
Who knows?
Anyways, we should talk about Super Crazy Rhythm Castle.
Let's get crazy with it. Let's wiggle.
Let's wiggle when we jiggle in the main event. Developed by Second Impact Games and published by Konami, which, that's crazy. Super Crazy Rhythm Castle was released on November 14th, 2023, and I forgot to write down what systems it's on, but we're playing on Switch.
We are.
You can probably play it on the PC.
Yes, you can.
And the PlayStation.
Probably.
Xbox?
Maybe.
You should Google that one. I'm not going to do it for you.
Yeah,
what am I,
why
your
don't
daddy?
You just Google it? What are you, lazy? Why do I got to tell you everything?
And this is a Guitar Hero plus Overcooked. Do you agree with that?
I do. I think it's a chaos rhythm game, co-op chaos rhythm game. So in the same way you have the chaos of Overcooked, add that to a rhythm game.
Which sounds super crazy.
Start spinning it in a circle as fast as possible.
That was my favorite one. That was amazing.
This game is so genuinely, it is super crazy. I mean, that's true.
So imagine you're playing Guitar Hero. You're watching the note lane, right? That's how you play that game. But then imagine it starts swinging left and right a little bit. And you're like, oh, that's novel. It's a little annoying. And then it starts to slowly spin in a circle. You're like, haha, that's funny. There's no way it would start doing it faster and faster. And then it goes just absolutely wildly insane. And I kind of like that about it. Like, yeah. That was very, I was laughing real joy.
The only thing that kept us playing, because this game is
bad,
quirky in a bad way, but then the quirky in a good way kept us playing because we just wanted to know what else would it spring on us? What other insane traps? What, like, where could this possibly go?
And it's full of weird bangers.
Yeah, the music is like
bad, but good.
All over the place.
And then there's some Konami music, so I was propelled to play more of this game to see, like you said, where it takes us.
And the music,
what the music is.
Yeah.
And it made me miss cheat codes because I would love to just play all the music now. Like, I just want to hear all the music that's in it and play the note lane part. I don't really want to keep doing the Overcooked parts because they become too hard.
Why don't we go through the factors and then we can sort of discuss as we go.
You're right. Not to get super crazy and
just
tell you all about it right now. Types of co-op. Type of co-op. It is couch, but it's also online.
Okay.
And it's same screen.
We did couch. We played with two different groups of people. We played with my brother and his girlfriend, and we played with our two friends. And we were, I mean, they both... were challenged. They were all challenged by it, but also tickled in a way by it as well. I think they felt similarly to us, where it's like, what is this? But also like, I'm intrigued, but also don't make me play this again at your house.
But
you
also
know?
If you
all three
make
of those
me
things.
Play this again, we're not coming over.
We come here, you come to our house, we'll force you to play Super Crazy Rhythm Castle with us.
Because we just need help, because we can't do it on our own.
We need help. We can't beat this. We did not beat this game.
We did not beat it.
I don't even know how close we came. We played many, many levels.
I actually think we were closer than we realized.
Arguably, we're probably more than halfway. I would say,
we had one more stage left because there's a couple five songs in it.
Okay.
We probably played 15
like one more world
songs. Yeah.
In it, you're saying. Okay.
But I have no way to know.
We played a lot of it, though.
Separate mode or full?
So full mode. Full game thing. Is very much clearly intended to be co-op.
Yeah. I don't even know how you would do this solo.
I don't know either.
Because there are some games where you have to be staying and performing well on the note lane while I'm running around and pushing boxes out of your way so you can see the screen, or
every
plugging
room, every level
into thing.
Sometimes very, very different. There's always a rhythm component. There's always the rhythm game part of it. But then they just add something also in there. And by the way, it never explains to you what that's going to be until it's already happening. And then you're like, okay, now we know what to do. We have to replay the level.
We have to replay it. And that actually is a bit
of a... Don't understand why they don't want to give you the rules ahead of the time.
Yeah.
I do think that was purposeful because I think part of it is like you're supposed to be a little bit like freaking out and trying to figure it out. Like one of them, you have to get the separate salt compounds in the tubes, and so you have to bring all the like pink ones to the pink tube and the yellow ones to the yellow tube, so you have to switch the levers so that different salt comes out, and somehow this is connected to the rhythm game.
Meanwhile, you still have to
do the rhythm game.
Go do the rhythm game between this.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Control scheme.
We just use pro controllers.
Or like the Joy-Con dogs.
And so you kind of have to a little bit memorize the rhythm keys that you're using, depending on like if you're on playing on hard or easy.
Yeah.
Each person can play on their own difficulty for the rhythm part. You
as
have
a
more
separate
or less
note lane
keys.
One side will be the easy side.
Yeah.
Even
if I wanted to play hard, we all ended up on easy just because we were losing. If you missed like just like a couple, it was just so detrimental to the score of some levels that we had to all be on easy, which
yeah.
was stupid.
And hard is too hard for me. That's no surprise. That's not super crazy.
That's not super crazy, Rhythm Castle, all of you.
Progression.
You unlock levels and also strange like upgrades to your character. Like one of them is like a really annoying horn that pulls back vines.
That is not a horn. That is a bagpipe.
Okay, it's the bagpipe.
Bagpipers across America are coming for you.
Then there's like a dash, I think. I don't know. There's
a
lot.
There's a dash, which I never used. I would use the bagpipes
it would just like replay over and over again, most obnoxious sound in the world.
But here's the thing, it was kind of funny.
It was funny.
The
game was funny to play. Like, if you want a game that's so bad it's good, it's this game.
I genuinely was joyful playing this bad game that I don't want to play.
You might regret what you spend on this game, but it is funny. So if you,
this
if
is you, a $5 pickup.
If you have three friends that you want to somewhat torture and have a good time with at the same time, you should get this game and play with them, and make them play it.
Yeah.
And see what happens. See who's left at the end of the night, not cursing your name.
Shared loot or XP?
There's no loot. There's no XP. You're not leveling up. You each play as like a different little character, which are, I don't know what it's related to.
Hey, no hats.
We don't understand the story in any way. I don't understand the setting. I don't understand.
Oh, you don't. Well, let's see. There was you're in a prison.
There's dialogue and it's like incomprehensible.
Pickle Rick is there.
Pickle Rick may as well be there. I wouldn't have noticed. Yeah, you're in a you're trapped in a castle. You're trying to get up to the top where the king is. That's the bare bones. But like,
there's like so much open air and like floating islands. Like, I'm pretty sure we're at the top, but not really.
At some point, you're in a meat zone and you're talking to gingerbread people, but they're made of flesh.
Flesh gingerbread. Oh.
And every time they speak, there's a sound effect of like flesh. Okay. Yeah. And it's awful.
It's awful.
It's really terrifying. This game is very strange.
Last year's shoutouts had best bloops, juiciest bloops. Ugh, this isn't
like,
on the list.
This is like
this can't
bloops.
Be on there. Pukiest pukes.
Something like that. Yeah, that was a good impression of that.
Friendly fire.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't.
You can
think
assault
so?
Each other's ears with the beep, and. You could take the seats from each other, which I guess is kind of an interruptive action more. So like to be playing on the note lane, you'd have to move your guy back to these like control seats, like a driver steering, you know, whatever.
I would argue, yeah, it's more interruptive actions. I don't think there's
yeah,
really
true.
Traditional
there's no way to, like,
friendly fire.
Good point. So interruptive actions, yes.
Yeah.
But not they're not that bad, actually.
They're not that bad. I think it tries to mitigate the fact that it's already chaotic with you not kind of messing with each other, because otherwise it would really be impossible to
But
do.
It was kind of funny when it was like playing, not Duck Duck Goose, what's a Ring Around the Posy Chairs game? Musical chairs.
Musical chairs, yeah.
So like I would run to one spot and then someone would take that spot as a bit, and then I'd run to the other one, they'd take that one, you know. And then you have to like try to juke to get to your seat. I think this is a pizza party game.
Me too.
I think this is definitely a pizza party game. So
I think it has
a
short lifeline for being a pizza party game.
Yeah,
I think like the beginning and how every time you get to a new level, there's a lot of fun in like how insane it is. And then as soon as like you realize you won't be able to pass that level, you go, oh, fuck this. I'm done. That's how
or
the game goes.
You go, oh, we did that for 10 minutes and now we have to do it again.
See, that's a huge problem in this game. It's like, I understand if you want to be difficult, but please make your levels shorter or give us a checkpoint. Like, it just becomes impossible in a way that's not even fun. Like,
the impossibleness,
that's why we stopped playing.
Comes from the tedium, where it's like,
yes.
Yep, you know what? I could do this.
Like, we could overcome
the challenge if it was shorter. Try.
If we could replay a level and have it not be 10 minutes to do that level, then that would be more possible. But especially when it's a co-op game, it's like everyone in the room needs to agree on the fact that we're about to waste 30 more minutes of our time for one level. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
There was multiple levels where there was multiple parts in the level. And if you failed one part, you had to redo everything. And it was like, yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. And I remember ones where like you have to move a light to open certain gates, and the puzzle there was solved. Like, we saw what we had to do, but then we just had to do it for a lot longer than we need. Like,
yeah, it was
what
very
felt
tedious.
Right. Like, it was like, no, I already, like, we get it. We did it.
There's some cool ideas. There's some really cool concepts of like melding rhythm gameplay with like a puzzle, but shorten it, make it shorter. There's good potential here. Why did you make it so super crazy? Dial it back. Let's just go crazy rhythm.
Is this a struggling situation?
No.
Where
you.
They told it. They did say it's super crazy. They told us right up front. It's on the box.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking really hard about this because
you are. This is the hardest I've ever seen you think.
I.
It's super, not good. I'm just
super
saying.
Super crazy. Super crazy.
I don't actually. I was kind of joking.
Here's the thing.
Super crazy.
I don't think it's the same because some of it is super crazy. For instance,
some of it is.
I don't. Maybe I could take back the complaint that I didn't expect there to not be rules. Okay. I understand that because of the title. There's no, they don't tell you the rules. Fine. You have to figure it out. You know what? I'm okay with that. However, don't make it super crazy tedium rhythm castle. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, like it could be a shorter level. It could be really crazy, but then it could still be fun by shortening the session so you don't feel like you're going insane.
Yeah. A little bit more WarioWare.
It's not super crazy lose your mind castle.
It's not. Yeah. It's not waterboarding.
Okay.
Castle.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's not. It's just not.
It's not pull my fingernails out one by one castle.
Right. It's not bamboo shoot grows slowly through you within a day and stabs you.
Oh my God. All right, we're done.
That torture method?
I'm done. We're done talking about torture methods.
Difficulty of the co-op.
I don't know if it's more or less difficult than anything else. It's all difficult. So
it's incredibly difficult.
Hi.
But I guess the co-op helps because you are better at rhythm games than me, so you're helping by being better at it.
But it is hard in general because there has to be a lot of communication. You don't know what you're doing. You know, we're doing our best. That's
intensity.
Very intense.
Very. So let's talk about our chaos versus stakes. Is it game chaos or is it player chaos?
Bro, unless you have this written down, I can't help you.
Okay, I think that it's game chaos because, like, it's just not explaining anything. But and the stakes are relative. It's kind of a middle ground thing. The stakes are pretty high because you're going to have to do it again for 10 minutes.
Stakes are too high for that to be fun. That's the problem.
But it is kind of fun because the game's just throwing super crazy stuff at you.
Yeah, so that's the part where it's super crazy. But
and they could, if they had dialed
stakes
it back.
Stakes are too high.
Yeah, if they had dialed back the stakes, this game would be pretty dang good.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Exactly.
Competitiveness of the co-op.
Because it's so difficult.
Yeah, I was gonna.
We were not competitive.
I literally
in any
wrote
way.
That down. It does give you a score. It tells you who missed the most. It tells you who did the best.
Like you could definitely notice who's worse.
Yeah.
I will say that, and we shamed them. Well,
but
no,
we didn't because
we're like, please do better.
We really didn't that much because. Because it's so hard that it's not worth making you feel bad about it.
No, that's true.
Because
that's true.
I'm bad at rhythm games, and so I'd only have like a 70% accuracy, and you would have like 92.
But then the timing felt so off. It was a very weird rhythm game.
And
that
I don't know if that was
Switch.
Was that input lag through the Switch, through
we
the HDMI?
We tried to fix it multiple times, so I don't know if that was the issue.
The rhythm just doesn't seem to match the actual song.
Yeah.
The way...
I don't
Guitar
know.
Hero.
The input also
feels perfect.
Doesn't feel good in that you can't really tell if you're getting it or not. So
yeah.
That's a problem. The feedback is not good.
Yeah. Strategy or tactics?
Yeah,
There's a lot...
every level we have to develop a new strategy.
Yeah.
So we figure out what to do. It's like, okay, every time the rhythm stops, we all need to move away from the spotlight. Okay, move, move, move.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll just continue to play the same rhythm. You two go and do the spotlight and the walls and the boxes.
Get through
whatever.
The puzzle.
That's good, actually. I think that's good.
Yes,
that,
that's unique co-op that I think... That's why I'm saying this game has potential. Because this... And I'm glad we tried it. Because it's like, this is very unique to me as a co-op game. And it turned into a little bit of like a crew role situation.
Yes.
Which
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, like you and your brother are very good at rhythm games. So you should probably be the ones that have to perform. If there's a segment that needs high performance, that's you two. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
The final factor, communication.
Lots of communication,
of
yeah.
What are some phrases we said quite a bit?
I don't know. We can do this, guys. Don't give up. We got this. Like, just like trying to hype each other up to the fact that we have to redo the level.
I vividly, specifically remember one from your brother, which was, unfortunately, I think this is a get good situation. And I was like, oh shit.
It's a classic. That's him trying to be nice about the fact that back in the day, he would have just been like, you're bad.
Yeah. But it was true. So I didn't feel like assaulted.
It wasn't entirely true though, because it was also the game.
But it was like, if
how
we
good
just
can you get?
I mean, don't get a 50% accuracy.
I know, but part of it was I don't think the feedback from the rhythm game was good enough to make
that
you better.
I will give you, but that stuck with me and it didn't feel malicious. It felt like, yeah,
no, I know.
It really is.
I don't think it's malicious.
And then another one that we said quite a bit after shutting the game off was jiggle while you wiggle, 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 wiggle.
One of the songs that got stuck in our head was called Time to Wiggle by, wait, I have
who knows?
It
pulled
up.
It's like a
Music to Sync.
So
I don't know.
It's when I, after we played the game and this weird children's hip hop came on, I went to try to find that song and I think they got it off of SoundCloud. I think they like licensed it. Like they got like weird cheap music, but they're all kind of good, but bad.
Very strange.
There's also the Hippo and Frog song.
That one's good. There's some real bops. There's some songs where I'd never want to hear them again.
The sneaking one. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun,
there
dun,
were some
dun,
songs that like you had to play over and over again, and it was like a nightmarish. Like, do you remember that
which
one?
Is funny to me though, like that's
it is
pretty
funny.
Cool. Like
some of the
ripping, you want to rip your hair out.
Some of the funny parts of it was like the story is you are being like held captive, trying to escape and being tortured, and it did feel like that occasionally. And it's like, okay, well, this is immersive because I am going super crazy in this rhythm castle. So that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny that they're, it felt like you're being trolled the entire time. That's funny.
It is very funny.
It is funny.
It's too bad the trolling was too hard to overcome because I would have liked to kept getting trolled.
It was a very unique co-op game experience that I can't recommend, but I would at the same time.
I can't recommend, but I would if it was on Game Pass.
Are you a masochist a bit? You should try this.
Yeah. It's weird because we're about to, let's get to the score.
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm going to give it a relatively low score,
but
with an asterisk almost where it's like, but I do think you should play it if you're weird.
I would give it a C+.
I have just a C. There's nothing plus about it. I guess the music being weird, but to me it's like...
There's no pluses about it. The pluses is all the laughs I had along the way.
Fine, C+.
C+. Plus is for the, like, we had, like, it was memorable. I'm never going to forget this game because of how super crazy it is, okay?
The plus is the asterisk.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I don't know, it's bad, but...
But they went too far. They went too far, and they needed to dial it back, and then it would have been an amazing game, like,
for real.
If they
were to do a Super Crazy Rhythm Castle 2 and dial it back, you might have an all-timer on your hands.
Seriously, because it's unique, and it's gameplay. It's a co-op game I've never experienced before where you're combining rhythm and puzzles and, like, all this stuff that I think is interesting and worth checking out, but... It's just so masochistic and evil that it's hard to say it's a good game. It's not really. It's more like a Super Crazy Rhythm Castle game, you know?
But there are games we've given A's and maybe even S's. Probably not. Once you get the S's, probably not. But there are games we've given A's. Again, our reviews are not relative to each other. It's just our experience with this game was a C. But there's games we've given A's that I didn't have any genuine joy or laughter. I just had fun playing it.
Well, this is why the scores at the end.
And this had genuine joy.
That's why I score at the end of the podcast, because true. Our experience is so much more than just the letter grade. And this one is probably the most, like, different from the letter grade, but at the same time, letter grade is true.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of an interesting game to
like
review.
That about it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm walking away with, like, a good feeling. Glad that we tried it. I'm not regretful that I bought it or played it at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
same.
It was a very memorable experience. And for that, that's pretty good. That's pretty great. You can't ask for better sometimes. So.
I am assuming this game will be cheap physically. I might buy it just to have it, to look at. And
don't
go.
We have
that?
No, we don't have
it. No, we got it digitally because we were trying to find something to play Christmas time.
Yeah.
You got anything else to say? I mean, we already ranked it, but...
I was the bird. I think they all had names, and I don't remember their names
at
all.
Oh, God, I was...
There was one that looked like Karlak from Baldur's Gate 3.
What was I? I was yellow. Whatever yellow was.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't really have
toaster?
Anything to say about
that. I think
it
was that. A toaster head, but that's moving out, so I definitely wasn't a toaster head.
You were not a toaster head.
Let's head into the closing segment.
Okay.
Grace, this is the time of the episode where I ask you to tell me where we can tell them where to find us on the internet.
You can check us out at savestogether.com, where you can find links to our list of factors and our episodes. And we also have a list of recommended games, which we are going to update soon because we have a lot more recommended games. But those are still all valid and true.
Yeah, I basically just want the recommended game list to expand to be even more. Like it's
more
just,
recommended
Yeah, it's going to be a lot, so...
But they're all recommended.
But we recommend them for a reason.
It's the curated list. It's like the saves. Honestly, I would love to call it the Saves Together syllabus.
Yeah.
Because then it could be like, here's the games if you really want to understand what we think makes co-op games great. And all of the, like, here's the category. So it's like, okay, a good example of a crew roles game, Space Lovers, Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time.
Sea of Thieves is a better one.
Whatever.
I think that syllabus could be a different thing. I like this concept, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the
like if we were teaching a class on
primers.
Co-op games and you needed to study to like learn what we think makes a co-op, we're teaching it, so it's our opinion.
I've been wanting to make those primers on each category.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Here's the apex one. This is the one we mean the most. Here's one that is okay or has something interesting about it. And here's one that maybe is bad but does one thing that's really good, you know, like I wanted to to make an article or a blog post or a newsletter, whatever ends up happening, but the syllabus is kind of similar to that, so maybe that's what it is. We'll
I
see.
Mean I feel our podcast is more academic than I ever really thought it would be, but I feel
yes,
academic
this is Academy,
in doing the podcast because we're studying these games and we're breaking them down and then deciding like if they were executed well or not. I think that's fun. So,
yes. I was going to say like I feel like we can't say that cuz people would be like you think you guys are
That's what
professors?
The Okay, no, you don't have to have
we're
like
we're the cool teacher that wears a backwards hat and sits on a backwards chair and wears backwards
You can study
jeans.
Something and be academic about something without being a professor. We're still
no,
studying.
No, I don't really feel you're not wrong. But I'm just saying we're the cool professors. We swear. We're the professor that's fine. Says
beep. I'm just saying it's the way you would trust someone who played a certain amount of a certain game with their opinion more than you would trust someone who's never played that game in their life.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Okay, so that's my point.
Yeah, I see us as journeymen.
Okay.
And
yeah, sure. All I said was academic. I didn't say we were professors. That's all.
No, I know. Academic, though, gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay,
because it's like,
okay.
Oh, God, I'm late for class. You know?
Fine. Then we're craftsmen.
We're
the co-op craftsmen.
But we're not crafting anything, so we should not...
I'm crafting my thoughts.
Oh, I'm crafting my opinion.
I'm crafting an opinion on this.
I'm actually an opinion master. Ask okay. me about my opinion on anything.
What's your opinion on red onions?
Bad. Next.
Can you give me... Why?
Slimy. Too sweet.
No?
Oh,
wait, yeah. Red onions are
bloody.
Good.
Bloody.
Okay. All right.
They leave red residue on stuff. They are overpowering flavor. I don't like them on things. But they're fine in certain things.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh,
next
I think
opinion.
That's the dinner bell.
Nope, I think that's the bell for the next opinion. Give me another one.
Okay.
I'll give you 10 words to describe whatever you say.
Okay, exactly 10. And I'm going to count.
Yeah.
Llamas.
Fluffy. Long. Cute. Cuddly. Spit. Danger. Black. White. Brown. How many more?
Okay, one more. You can't just list colors. That's not an opinion. Those are facts.
Majestic.
Fine. We're done with this. Okay, you give me one.
Okay. Let's do... Oh, pasta.
Delicious and comforting.
Wait, stop. And doesn't count.
Okay, so I'm not making a sentence. It has to be words?
It has to be 10 words.
Delicious, comforting, authentic.
Can I help?
Nostalgic.
Ooh. Slimy. Slurp.
Variety. Okay, this is too hard.
Creamy.
Creamy.
Long.
Long.
Short.
Okay, but
round.
Then you just start listing varieties of things. It's not an opinion. That's
it's my
just...
opinion that pasta is round.
Okay.
Because you'd be like, that's a cylinder.
We need to leave.
Oh.
This was shorter than our
together?
Quick save.
You want to do one more? Well, let's do one more together.
Let's do one more, and then
together.
Each of us give five.
We each give five. We go one at a time.
Okay, what is it?
PlayStation 5.
Okay, big.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Gross.
Loud.
Fantastic. Fantastic. The fan, because I'm kind of playing off yours. I'm
graphics.
Sorry.
Graphics. No games?
Dubai.
Huh?
It looks like a building that would be in Dubai.
Okay. UI? Question mark?
How turn off? With hyphens between.
How turn off?
How turn off?
How turn off?
Press hold, no.
No.
Press one, yes.
Okay.
Press start here, but press this there. It's bad, guys. Place, dear Sony, fix your freaking UI. You had it good on the PS4.
Give us themes, you
also,
punks.
Everyone. Switch. I'm looking at you, Switch. I'm looking at you, Xbox. I'm looking at you. Well,
what
Xbox.
What happened to themes? Why do you guys not? You
want
us to pay for microtransactions,
bro.
But you won't sell us things that
sell
we could
me
buy?
Sell me a 99-cent Dreamcast.
Do you understand
theme.
I would spend $2 for a Princess Peach theme on the Switch,
do
Nintendo?
You, do you get it, Nintendo? That
do you
I would
get it?
Pay money to have my Switch go.
Ciao! I had a theme. I had a theme on my Nintendo 3DS that every time I opened it from sleep, it went chow, and there was a chow on there. And if you don't think that's the coolest thing, I don't even care. I don't care what you have to say.
PS5 should have themes that are every generation of PlayStation. If you want it to look like a PS1, you can.
I genuinely need to know, and I want to understand why they took away themes from
development
consoles.
Costs for no money.
Really, I am
for
telling
no reason.
You, people would spend the money.
But
on
do you think
this.
Enough? To warrant the development time. I think so, yes, because I
How
think...
How much development time do I have to put a background on the damn thing?
I don't want... Don't pretend like you're... I don't know.
We change
can't
icons!
To, hey, we can't speak to that. I know it's just a JPEG. Well, we are not...
Just let me upload a
developers.
PNG! Okay, we need to go.
I also just don't like that none of them have music. Like, how many memes exist about Nintendo menu music, right?
That's
hey Nintendo,
saying,
here's free
dude.
Advertising you're still getting for the Wii of like, remember the banger in the eShop? It's Wii Shop Wednesdays. And then we, you know, like, I just don't understand. There's no music on the Switch at all, except for.
I'll never understand.
And then PlayStation's music comes based on the game that's in, which I think is a novel concept.
Novel, really? I think like, it's a basic concept.
Well, it's basic, but I like that it does that.
Fine. Better than
and
Switch.
And then Xbox just doesn't have noise. But Xbox has background images, so I don't understand. They're all doing something a little bit right, but no one's doing it well.
Thank you for this.
That has been my 10-word opinion.
This session of Craig's, really grinds your gears.
No, because that's PETA, Griffin.
Okay, PETA.
Oh, PETA.
Okay, Craig's soapbox.
Craigie's, now, no. Craig soapbox. There's something better than that.
Craig's journal.
Up on my crate.
Up on the crate of Craig.
I got something to say.
Yelling from Craig. The hill. Yelling from the rooftops.
Yelling from the hill.
Yodeling from the hills with Craig McGowan.
Yodeling about opinion. Your opinions? Your opinions.
Okay, I'm really ending it.
That's fine. This is
bye.
Going nowhere fast.
Love you.